Well, Ben, how are things in Silver City?
Busy over here.
Never a dull moment this week because you have just finished wrapping up seven NEPA meetings on the Gila diversion. Give us an update.
Absolutely. We followed the meetings all along the river in both New Mexico and Arizona. And toward the end of these, we really got some interesting feedback from the people who can see irrigated water out their front door. This is people in the Cliff Gila Valley, up in Catron County around Glenwood, and in Arizona in Safford. And there were a few new concerns were raised in the Cliff Gila Valley, who people who stand to benefit from this diversion, if it goes through, we're concerned with its effect on the groundwater there. There are wells included in the proposed project now that could fluctuate, and also any change to the water in the river can change groundwater levels as well.
You know, that's
In
one of the things I
Glenwood.
hadn't considered, the fact that it is a free-flowing river, but at the same time, it feeds into wells.
Absolutely, yeah, and it was a new concern, a new comment, and representatives of the Bureau of Reclamation actually encouraged people who had asked them about that to submit it as an official comment.
So what comes
Similar
next?
concerns, well, similar concerns were raised in Glenwood, and Safford just doubted that the diversion has a chance. They've been embroiled in the Central Arizona Project for decades, and they just think it'll see a lot of legal pushback from downstream users. Next step, the joint lead agencies, that's the New Mexico Interstate Stream Commission and the U.S. Bureau of Reclamation, continue gathering evidence and comments for the next few weeks before coming up with some alternatives, which opens up a whole new public input.
Okay, well, keep us up to date. Let us move on to another subject you have been following very closely. It's been a couple of weeks that we've not talked about it, and that is the hospital, Gila Regional Medical Center. It looks like a vote is coming up.
That is correct. We've been fooled a couple of times when the vote was expected from the Grant County Commission on whether to maintain ownership of Gila Regional Medical Center or to sell to the corporation LifePoint. But it looks like, by all accounts, Thursday is the day at their regular monthly meeting. This has been really weighing on the collective nerves of the community. The tension in the hospital and without is really high, and I think this vote, at least, is expected to cut that tension a little bit.
Okay, we'll keep us up to date on that, and we'll definitely talk about that. Let us talk to Christine, who's been following up on a couple of stories. One story in particular that caught my attention, Christine, and that is a woman that's been accused of embezzlement. The word is that there is a pre-prosecution deal in the works.
She is being recommended, that's correct, Edmundo. She is being recommended for the pre-prosecution diversion program. She, Leanne Misquez, is charged with 138 counts of various embezzlement and fraud, 50 of them felonies, for allegedly using her city-issued credit card to buy gifts and concert tickets and thousands of dollars worth of makeup for her personal makeup business, selling unique products. So she's being recommended for this pre-prosecution diversion program that will see her not being prosecuted. But when contacted by the Daily Press, the town manager, Alex Brown, said he had not been contacted about that and he was not in favor of it. So it's not a done deal yet, but the attorneys are discussing that. As she is eligible, it was a nonviolent crime, and she does not have a history of felonies.
Let's move on to a wrap-up of the Silver City, the first annual Silver City Wine Festival.
Wine.
How'd it go?
Oh, it was fantastic, Edmundo. 2 days of 11 wineries and 14 arts and craft vendors in the newly renovated conference center. It was a great time. People came back. A lot of people came back the second day. A lot of people sampling the wines, trying different wines. The vendors were really pleased. It was organized by the Chamber of Commerce and the Wine Growers Association, and they look forward to doing it again next year.
That's great. Any ideas to how many people went to it?
At least 200. Like I said, there were a lot of repeats on the second day. People had so much fun the first day, they went back the second day. So several hundred went through over the course of 2 days.
That is great news for the community. Okay, Christine, we'll talk to you next week.
Excellent. Thank you, Edwindo.